They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of the program which goes by the name of World of Angels. Today, we will be discussing about another very intimate angel, another such angel who is very close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This angel is also amongst the Muqarrabeen angels. He is amongst those angels who are closest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This angel is that angel who will visit every single living being. All those who have existed in the past, and all those who are existing at present, and all those who will exist in future, they all will be visited by this very angel. Who is this angel? What is his name? You're right, the name of this angel is Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam, who's known as Malakul Maut, as the angel of death alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, inshaAllah, we will listen about the narrations regarding Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wassalam, and inshaAllah increase our knowledge as well in relation to him. Before continuing any further, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. A very beautiful narration mentioned in Majma'u al-Zawaid, where it is stated, من صلى علي حين يصبح عشرا وحين يمسي عشرا أدركته شفاعتي يوم القيامة. Meaning, the one who recited Salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Such a small action, but what a high reward. The reciting Salawat, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam only 10 times during the day and 10 times during the evening will enable a person to attain, to receive the shafa'ah, the intercession of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam on the day of judgment, which we all will be in need of. So we shall all make an intention of reciting as much salawat as we can upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As mentioned earlier, that today inshaAllah we will be talking about Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wa sallam. So without any further delay, let's listen to a narration where we will come to know about Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wasalam a bit more. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Allah Almighty intended to create Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah Almighty commanded the arsh bearing angels, those malaika, those angels who are holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty commanded them to go to the earth and bring some soil from it. So when the angel, he went on the earth to grab some soil, then the earth said to the angel that on the name of the one who has sent you, do not take my soil, as it will burn in fire tomorrow. So when this angel went back in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Almighty asked him that why didn't you bring soil back? Then the angel, it mentioned the reply of the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, O Allah Almighty, when the earth pleaded to me on the name of your majesty, Then I left the soil back over there. Then Allah Almighty sent another angel to bring the soil from the earth. But the same thing happened. The earth said the same thing to that angel as well. And that angel came back in the court of Allah Almighty without bringing any soil and giving the same answer. To the extent that Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, Malakul Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent to the earth to bring some soil back. Now, the earth, it said the same thing to Sayyidina Malakul Maud alayhi salam as well. Then Malakul Maud alayhi salam responded to the earth that, O earth, the one who has sent me deserves more to be obeyed than you. How can I listen to you in front of the command that I have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he took small portions of soil from different parts of the world and took it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all that soil was kneaded with the water of paradise and it was made into a form of mud. And then Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was created from that mud, which was kneaded with the water of paradise. This another narration in which it is stated, and this narration has been narrated by various companions alayhim ridwan. It is narrated that Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam to bring some soil. The earth said that I seek Allah's refuge from you from the fact that you make any reduction in me, meaning that you take any soil from me. So Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam returned back without taking anything. And he said to Allah Almighty that, Ya Allah, the earth pleaded for refuge on your name. Therefore, I gave her refuge. I.e., I didn't bring any soil back. I listened to the plea of the earth. Then Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salam to bring the soil from the earth. But the same thing happened. And then Malakul Maut, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, was sent to the earth to bring soil. And the earth said the same thing to Malakul Maut alayhi salam as well. But Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, I seek refuge from the fact that I return back in the court of Allah Almighty empty handed. I will fulfill the command of Allah Almighty at any cost. After saying this, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he grabbed as much soil as he wanted and he left. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is very common amongst our society that we think that Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wa salam, he visits only the one whose soul he comes to capture. We think that he doesn't come to anyone else. But this is wrong understanding. This is a misconception that people have. Let's listen to a very instructive and thought-provoking narration which will give us a better mindset to prepare for our death and the hereafter. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyidina Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that there is no house on the earth which is not visited by Malakul Maut alayhi salam twice a day. There's not a single house on this earth which is not visited by Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam twice every day. Hazrat Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes to every house two times every day. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul A'la Tamimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates that there is no such house which Malakul Maut, angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, does not look into twice a day. And in another narration, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam looks at every household three times a day. Every household three times a day. Now we are also household of some house. We also live in one house or the other. So listen to this narration very carefully, where we are told that Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he looks upon the households three times every day. In the one, he finds out that his time is over and his sustenance has finished, then Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he captures, seizes his soul. The deceased relatives, household, they start to cry. And Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam holds the door and says that I have not done any wrong to you. I am appointed by Allah Almighty. Neither have I eaten your sustenance and nor have I lessened, reduced your lifespan. Neither have I shortened your life. I am to come to you and come to you again and come to you again to the extent that none of you will remain alive. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he's appointed at the responsibility of capturing, seizing the souls. Now, when Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he himself will pass away. This is also very interesting. It is narrated in a narration that Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam will pass away at the very end. Even other malaika, other angels would have also passed away. And Sayyidina Malakul Maut Israel alayhi salatu wasalam will pass away upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty will command him, will say to him that you too pass away. And at that moment, that very moment, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam will also pass away. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'ad bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, he has a spear. That spear is as long as the distance between east and west. So when someone's lifespan comes to an end, when someone's life is over, then Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam strikes his head, the person whose lifespan has come to an end, his head with that spear. And he alayhi salam says that now you will see the army of death. Hazrat Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala states that every ailment, every illness, every disease to a person is a messenger, is a bearer of Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam. And when the person becomes ill, to his last illness, to the illness which becomes a means of his death, then Malakul Maut alayhi salam says that my qasideen, my bearers, my messengers kept coming to you one after the other. You did not consider them to be reliable. Now that qasid, that messenger, that bearer has come to you who will not leave any sign of you in this world. That bearer has come who will wipe your sign, your existence from the earth. So, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that before Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam seizes the soul of a person, captures the soul of a person, the disease or the illness that a person is afflicted with, that illness is a bearer, is a messenger of Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, we should always remain fear-stricken whenever we are afflicted with any kind of illness, considering it to be a bearer, a messenger of Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, and also upon the fact that Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam visits every house twice a day. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now we know that every living creation, every living being will face death. Now there are people who are pious as well as sinners, but the state of death of both will be different. How they are both treated during their last breaths is absolutely different. Let's listen to a narration in this regard. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a saint of Allah Almighty, a friend of Allah Almighty, then he presents his salam to him. And His salam is such, Assalamu alayka ya waliullah. So whenever we go to any shrine of a waliullah, of a saint, this is how we should also say salam to him, that Assalamu alayka ya waliullah. So Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wasalam presents his salam to him, saying Assalamu alayka ya waliullah. After this he says, get up from the abode that you have deserted and towards the home that you have enlivened. Meaning, get up from the abode that you have deserted, meaning this dunya, get up from this dunya which you have abandoned, which you have left behind, which you have deserted completely, you have secluded from it, get up from it and let's go towards the abode which you have enlivened, which you have enlightened, meaning the hereafter, your grave. So this is what Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wasalam says to the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the glad tiding that he mentions to the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he comes to capture his soul. But on the other hand, when Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam comes to capture the soul of a sinful person, a sinner, then what does he say? He says, get up from the abode which you enlivened and towards the abode which you have deserted. Meaning that get up from the abode that you have enlivened, meaning this dunya, that let's leave this dunya now, which you had indulged in, which you had made a purpose of your life, that you had enlivened this world, you didn't care about the hereafter, all what mattered to you was this dunya, was this world. Now it is time to depart from this world. So get up from this world, let's go from this world which you had enlightened, and let's go towards the world which you had deserted, meaning you haven't done anything for that, meaning your grave and your akhirah. So the state of both a wali, a friend of Allah Almighty, and a sinner is completely different, is completely opposite, is completely contrast. So we should always try and strive to perform those actions which would become a means for Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam to speak to us, to converse with us at the time of our demise, the way he would converse with awliya karam. Only with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we can hope. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Allah Almighty intends to capture the soul of a believer, then he sends a revelation, a wahi, towards Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam, towards Malakul Maut alayhi salam, and says that say my salam to the one whose soul you are going to capture. Moreover, Malakul Maut alayhi salam comes to him and says that Allah Almighty says salam to you. How fortunate are those individuals who kill their carnal desires, who kill their nafs and do nothing but please Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That those fortunate individuals who attain that such rank that at the time of their demise, when they are leaving from this world, Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salam, he comes with the salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shall also strive and make efforts to become a chosen servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become among those fortunate individuals who will be presented salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wasalam at the time of our death as well. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Hasan bin Ali Wa'iz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions a narration and says that I heard from my father saying that he has read in few books that Allah Almighty has written it on the palm of Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, on the palm of Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam. What is it? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says, show this palm to my such and such wali at the time of his demise. Therefore, when Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wasalam shows his palm to him at that time, then as soon as Waliullah looks at the writing, at this statement, at this inscription, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, his soul gets captured and goes of Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam. So what a beautiful death this fortunate individual, he faces that his soul is captured whilst he is looking at the beautiful statement of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on the palm of Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, death comes to everyone in this dunya, to everyone in this world. So it is our firm belief that every living being is to taste death. Those who have passed away have tasted death. Us who are alive will face death, and those who are yet to come, they will face death. Death also comes to prophets. It even came to Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, but it was the only fact of death coming to him. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has been blessed with the life in his shrine, with his physical body as it was in this world. So how did death come to Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? Let's listen about this now. It is stated that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam presented himself in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam and humbly asked, "How are you?" Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam replied, "I am mahzoon." After a little while, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam came to the door. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Israel is seeking permission to enter. He has never sought permission from anyone before you and will never seek permission from anyone after you." He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam gave permission to Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam. He alayhi salam humbly said, "Allah Almighty has sent me to you and has presented salam to you and has commanded me to obey you. If you desire, I capture your soul. And if you do not desire, then I leave you." So just over here, if we stop for a second, we also come to know the status and majesty and dignity of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that angel of death, Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam, who is amongst muqarrabin angels, who is amongst those angels who are closest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he is seeking permission from Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam to seize his blessed soul. This is the dignity, majesty, grandeur and status of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, that even the angels, they are seeking permission to perform such a task which they have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now upon this, when Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam asked that, "If you desire, I will capture your soul, and if you desire, I will leave." Upon this, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Is this what is going to happen?" Malakul Maut alayhi salam said, "Yes, this is what I am appointed at." Upon this, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Undoubtedly, your Lord desires to see you." Then Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Malakul Maut alayhi salam, "Now fulfill the command of your Lord." So dear viewers of Madani Channel, through these narrations, through today's episode, we come to know the power and authority of Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, whose name is Israel and his title is Malakul Maut, or angel of death as we know. So when we come to know about the authorities and the powers that have been bestowed upon Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, then imagine the power and authority that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam would have, in whose court even an angel like Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam is coming after seeking his permission, and to fulfill his task, he is asking for his permission. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we hope that in today's episode you would have gained useful knowledge, an immense amount of knowledge regarding Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salam, regarding Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam, who's known as the angel of death alayhi salatu wasalam. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, next week we will bring another topic before you, where we will discuss the powers, authorities and responsibilities of Malaika, of angels before you, in order to increase our knowledge regarding angels. and get a better idea regarding the world of angels. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah.